But our next guest was in Chicago all weekend. And by all accounts, I mean, it was just an incredible weekend event. The dunk contest was great. The Young Stars or the Future Stars game was great. And the All-Star game was unique because the players cared for whatever reason in the fourth quarter. You know her from ESPN and ESPN.com. Here is Ramona Shelburne. Ramona, can you answer that question? Why all of a sudden did the players care yesterday?
Well, I think it was, one, they were playing for something. So they were playing for, each team had a charity that they were playing for. And I think they met all the kids that were connected to the charity, right? So they had a face with a name, you know, with a name. They were sort of personally invested. But I think also it was like the spirit of competition because it actually mattered, if you won the game. And it was, you know, a lot of times All-Star games, like they just kind of get out of hand. You get down by like 20 points and like, you know, people are just playing it out and putting on the show with a dunk contest, right? This was like they reset the score after each quarter, so there was like a winner for each quarter, and you gave like a pretty good cash prize to the charity after each one. But I think some of it, honestly, was like because the score was close. Like there could be a scenario where they do this again next year, and it's like not close, right? Like one team's up by, you know, 30 points or something, and it doesn't matter. But, like, the score was close at the end. And so, you know, I can't believe how long that last period took. Like, you know, initially it was going to be add 35 to the team with the highest score after, you know, three periods. It would have taken an hour to get to that. I mean, like, they added 24 points for Kobe, right? Like, because that was his number. It would have taken so long. Because, you know, I asked how long was the actual game time? Because they didn't keep a clock, right? It was just, you know, first team to 157 wins, and they played 15 minutes of actual game time. It was over 15 minutes, so it's like a 12-minute period, and it's like, I guess, a 3-minute overtime to get to 24 points. Like, in an All-Star game, that was unbelievable.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You just mentioned Kobe. How much was that a factor, just paying tribute to him, wanted to put out a good showing? I know they renamed the trophy after Kobe Bryant. How much do you think just remembering him and putting on a good show for him was a factor in the weekend?
I actually think it was. I you know, Chris Paul, you know, talked about it afterwards. LeBron, all those guys, like they felt like, you know, Kobe actually like competed really hard in All-Star games. Like, it wasn't just a dunk contest for him. And I think, you know, one of the things people talk about, you know, famous Kobe moments. How about the one where Dwayne Wade breaks his nose in an All-Star game, right? Like, and afterwards, Dwayne was like, kind of like apologized to him, like, "Hey, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that." You know, and Kobe was like, "No, man, I loved it. That was great." And I think, you know, last night, like they were all channeling that competitiveness. Like, they all kind of felt like, "Let's not just have a farce here. Let's not, you know, just we're not just playing around out here." Like, this meant something. And when it got close, like, everyone started doing it, and I think because everybody started doing it, like, especially the two captains, Giannis and LeBron, like, Giannis really called him out. You know, did you notice that? Like, a couple of times, like, Giannis, like, raised his hand and, like, took LeBron as a defensive assignment and blocked his shot.
Blocked him, like, twice.
Twice, yeah. I mean, once he did that, it was on. Like, everybody, it was on for everyone. And then got Kyle Lowry out there taking charges.
Right.
Like, he tried to take one on LeBron at first, and I was like, that's probably the first time anyone's ever tried to take a charge in an All-Star game. Like, I can't imagine anyone would ever do that. But he actually ended up drawing two charges, and then we had coaches reviews. Like, it was like a real game. And I'm kind of wondering what the teams are thinking of this, because, like, it's all fun and games until somebody gets hurt, right? But fortunately, nobody got hurt last night. But it was like a really good game.
With Ramona Shelburne of ESPN, in terms of the rest of the weekend, what kind of tampering rumors were you hearing about?
you know, I didn't really hear any of that this time. You know, Giannis is Giannis. Everybody kind of knows where he stands, right? He keeps saying, you know, if we keep winning, you know, I'll stay in Milwaukee. But he's a pretty good answer for it. I think they know where they stand. He knows where. He's been pretty clear about it. And so there's not really a ton of guys that are like would-be free agents like there were last year, right? Like, there were last year, like, LeBron had like the all tampering team, right? It was like all these guys that he was trying to recruit in free agency or trade for. This year, like, everybody's kind of settled. we get another fun free agency in 2021. But this year it felt pretty chill like that. It felt pretty chill on that front.
Okay. Well, that's too bad. I was hoping. I don't think Van Vliet was down there, but if Fred was down there, maybe something could have happened at that point. Maybe, again, guys that weren't actually in the game down there kind of peddling their services. Although, if you're a player, like Fred's a legit player, but if you're a guy like a ninth guy in the rotation in Detroit, I don't think LeBron really cares about you or Giannis.
Doesn't
There's
even
no tampering.
Know who you are.
Yeah. Tampering has a limit. You have to be a legitimate player, I would suggest. But anyway, it sounded like it was a great weekend. Really appreciate you doing this, Ramona, as always. Thank you for this.
You got it. I had a good time in Chicago, man. I didn't have that much of a feel for the city until this weekend. Like, I'd been there on trips and stuff, but we never spent like time there where Chicago could really show out, you know, with all the people who are from there and they were real proud of their city. The only thing I will leave with, guys, we didn't see Michael Jordan at all.
Yeah, what was that all about?
That's weird.
That was weird.
That is weird.
That was really glaring to me. And some of that's him, and some of that's, I think, his relationship with the Bulls organization. But that was the only real damper on the weekend. It was like, where's Michael, man? Why isn't he judging this dunk contest?
I mean, no kidding.
It was nice to see Scotty, nice to see all that, but I didn't know what happened with that, and I'm sure the NBA tried, right? I'm sure there was efforts made, but he had his Michael Jordan party, and that's all we saw of him.
Yeah, that's weird, but anyway, great stuff as always. Thank you, Ramona.
Yep, thanks, guys.
There is Ramona Shelburne, ESPN senior writer and reporter. Yeah, I was reading about that today. Like, he was involved in the video, like the opening, when guys from Chicago were talking about where they were from on the map, and that was really well done. And he made an appearance in that. But like, when you think of Chicago and you think of the Bulls,
he
should
have been front and center.
Of course, it's Michael Jordan, which means clearly he's got issues with the Bulls.